Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee. We're glad to have you join us this evening for this cosmic journey. Anyone can access the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. It's R-E-N-F-O-R-D. Live, or you can go into the archives afterwards, which is just shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can always call in to 347-838-9142. And if you want to ask a question to our guest this evening, you have to use the same number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Tonight, you're going to love our guest. Her name is Melody Johnson, and she is a medium, and she's amazing, and we're so happy that she gets to join us for this cosmic journey. But anyway, before I get Melody on the line, I want to tell you about the RBR Network. Monday, of course, we're on 7 days a week, but you get me on Monday. And that's at 6:30 Central Standard Time, the Cosmic Contact Show. And then on Tuesday, you get the I Am Well Show, and that's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then the Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. These are weekly shows every week. The No Show is on Wednesday at 7 p.m., and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is live at 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday. These are all live shows, most of them, anyway, the majority. Thursday, we have Progressive News Weekly, and that's at 5:30 Central Standard Time. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show, and that's at 1 p.m. And then the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. And Friday, Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music, that is out of Memphis, and that's at 3 p.m. I'm going to listen to some soul music. The Dream Vision 7 show is Sunday at 3 p.m., and that's out of Boston. Okay, everybody, you've got the rundown of all our shows throughout the week. Please listen in. We have great guests on our shows, and but of course, my show is always the best and the most fun because I have the most wonderful guests. Well, I want to talk about this special lady that I'm so thrilled to have on the show tonight. Her name is Melody Johnson. And Melody is gifted. She really is. And I love to get people that I can share with you all that I know are the real deal and that everything you hear will be what you're supposed to be hearing. He is an intuitive spiritual communicator, which really you could call her a medium. Her ability to connect with spirit, providing guidance and help to others in their quest to live their life with peace and harmony. Melody's strong spiritual connection and her clarity assist those that would like to gain more self-awareness, self-acceptance, and self-understanding. Melody is also able to guide one to an understanding of how to see the challenges that we all face in life as an opportunity to learn and grow by and understand ourselves better. She loves connecting with spiritual guidance to bring forth loving information to help one gain self-insight, and that's really your spiritual guide she's connecting up with, and giving direction which can aid us in making the best choices to enhance our lives. Melody uses energy in a positive manner to heal and help clear emotional blocks. She also uses her gifts to connect with animals, gonna love this, and has helped clients understand their role that their pets are playing in their lives and why they have them. So if you have a question, anyone, you can call in 347-838-9142. And if you want to talk to Melody this evening, write this phone number down, 256-813-5247. Her email is lightharmony35@gmail.com. Okay, let's see. Getting some background noise here. That is. Okay. I've got someone in here. Let me put them back out of the. There we go. There was someone in the room. Okay. All right. Our first caller. What I want to say, folks, is we have got a lot of people on the line tonight, so you get to ask one question. And because we want everyone to get to talk to Melody, because she's got the answers. Okay, let me bring Melody in just a moment. Hi, Melody.
Hey, Pam. Thank you so much for having me on your show, which, by the way, I do love your show and have learned from it myself. It's awesome, and you yourself are very gifted. And I can't wait to speak to the listeners tonight. I do want to do a little intro. I do connect and with your spiritual guidance team, and they connect with mine as well. And I hear, see, say, feel, smell. So messages come through in different ways. Whatever message it is, I interpret it, and then I give it to you. It's up to you what you do with it from there. I hope that everyone knows, whether you connect with a spiritual connection or your best friend advisor, always make your own choices, because angels always say they are in our lives to help guide us and give us information, but they are not there to pilot our ship. That is really our responsibility and our use of free will. So we always want to be making our own best choices, and the information that comes from spirit is to give us insight about how to make some of those best choices, but it's not to tell us what to do, where to move, where to live, where to work. It's to give us information that might help make that choice or that decision easier to make. So since we've got people holding, do we want to go ahead and start with the questions, Pam?
Well, I think that would be a great idea. Let's start with our first one. We have Michelle is calling in from Alberta, Canada. Okay.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help you this evening?
Hi, ladies. I'm just curious what you see for love. I put myself back out there on the internet, but I'm curious where I may meet my next love, or any details, whatever you have, please and thank you.
Sure. Thank you for calling. Michelle, one of the things that I'm hearing about you is, and please understand we're sharing this, but you're anonymous for the most part. But
yeah.
Because you are asking the question, other people will hear the information. But I can guarantee you that someone on this listening station will be learning as you learn. It's never just one person that learns. When you ask a question, other people out there are going to benefit from the information that comes through, okay? Do remember,
yeah,
the information is for you to use as you choose or will it.
Yes.
One thing about the internet is you must, as you know, be very, very careful. It is difficult to really discern the true person. But
yeah,
if that's the way you have to go, be cautious with that. I'm getting a yellow caution sign, caution, caution, caution. And another thing that's happened is I feel, and I could be wrong, and you don't have to say yay or nay, I feel a tenseness in your energy about having a relationship. And one thing that would really help you, Michelle, is to let go of the anxiety or the tenseness or the do or die kind of thing. And
yeah,
say to myself, you know, I'm a great person. I have a lot to bring to a relationship. And that is going to bring me the correct relationship. I really think, Michelle, it would benefit you. Angels always say the best therapy is to journal. Write.
Yeah.
every day, if you can, a little bit about your feelings, emotions, thoughts. Doesn't have to be in book order, doesn't have to be in any order. And at the end of the day, write something you're grateful for and remember that. But you, maybe I could be wrong, they're telling me you've stepped back. Somehow you've been crushed and hurt. And you've stepped back from awareness of your self-beauty and, oh my gosh, your goodness. You have the most beautiful heart and mind. Focus on the things that you do have to offer and bring into a relationship and not on the things that you think you could do differently or better, and be
okay.
True to yourself and let go of the desperation and believe in yourself. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
We're ready for the
great.
Next caller?
Sure. Let's bring Sheila in from Georgia.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is about my career, finances, in the future.
Okay, you've got two questions here, but they do kind of intertwine. So if I may say, your career, there's something that it's like backpedaling going on. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so take it wherever you are. As soon as you are able, stop and breathe. Stop and breathe. And say, okay, this is where I've been, and it wasn't where I needed to be, and I'm ready for something fresh and new. I'm not telling you, I don't know if you need a different job, if you need a different job within your job, if you need an entirely different job. That's not what's being said at all. But look at where you're at, where you've been, and say, you know that you're stifled. And a lot of times when we get stifled, especially in our career, it is because of what our thoughts are in regards to our career. Unhappy, sad. Don't like somebody that we're working with, working by, working under, our thoughts about our career. So what was it that brought you there in the first place? What piqued your interest? What drew you? Remember that and draw on that and say, okay, find that again and just find it in a different level. It's our thoughts that are controlling our lives. So change that thinking process from focusing on the negative and the pressures, even though it's a very hard thing to do, and it might be a moment by moment. That doesn't mean grit your teeth and hold on. It means recognize when those thoughts come up that are making you unhappy or uncomfortable or feel out of place or unfulfilled, and have that little, I tell others, think of a stop sign in your head, and that stop sign pops up and says stop. Stop that thinking.
Yes.
And change to a new thought. And if all you can do is hold that new thought for a moment, that's going to start uplifting you. And as your vibration is uplifted, things in your life will change. Now, I'm going to go ahead and answer your question for finances because they are intertwined. The finance situation, however, is a lot. There's a lot of difficulty. We can't answer. We can't take care of it all. But one thing for sure is pay attention to where you're spending little amounts of money that are adding up to large amounts.
Okay.
Because it may be a few dollars here, a few dollars there, that there's something else you could do, whether it's pack your own lunch or whatever, eat breakfast before you leave, whatever you need to do, because you're going to find if you really start paying attention, none of us like to have our hands held with our finances, but if you were to write down or record everything you spent and see where it is that you're spending money that you could stop, that flow of money to things that aren't necessary, it would help you a lot. And there's a question here. Is it a want or a need? A need is a must-have to make your life work. A want is something that you want for the moment. Try to make more purchases through need and less through want.
Well, thank you, beloved.
Thank you. I hope that helps. Take care.
Likewise.
Thank you. And, Pam, do we have anyone else on the line?
Yes, we do. Before we do that, but I want to remind everyone who's listening in that you can contact Melody at 256-813-5247. And her email address is lifeharmony35@gmail.com. Okay, well, our next phone caller is Vicki from Washington. Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Vicki. So glad that you called. How can I help you this evening? Or I really can't help you. We can help you because I connect to spirit. I don't have the answers, I promise you. But how can we help you this evening?
Oh, I guess my question was, do you or can you feel anybody that's trying to, or from, I have friends and family that are gone. And I just want to know, is there anybody that's trying to speak to me? I don't know who to talk to or who what to say. Or can they hear me talking?
You have some great questions, and I do think this is important to share this information. First of all, I want to tell you this is from my experience. It may not be the same for others. It's my experience. But 100% they hear you. 100%. Okay?
Okay.
And there's someone trying to get through to you. We don't have time to search that out right now, but there's a female, an older female on your left side. I really feel the pressure on my left side, so I don't know what happened there. The pressure on my left side and my lung cage, on my lung area, my heart and lungs is really, really strong right now. It's very painful for me. But what I do want to say is, yes, they can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to them and they hear you. And if there's anything they can do to support you and intervene, they will do. They are limited with what they can do, but they do watch over us and they do try to maneuver things to help us the best they can with the power of the light. And they love that you acknowledge them. They love it because to them, they have not died. They've only left their body. And everything else that was there is still there. Love does not die. Our spirit is energy. Our love is energy. And any electrician on the phone would tell you electricity, energy does not go away. It moves and moves from here to there, but it does not end. Love and connections do not end. So, yes, talk to them. They love it. Do not become obsessed with talking to them. But if you just want to be comforted or you just think of them, I can guarantee you if you're thinking of them, they're hearing you think of them, and they're there. They're close by. They give signals that they're there. They can manipulate electricity. They can manipulate candle flames. They can manipulate the music on the radio. One of my favorite things is to say, be listening to the radio, whether it's at home or in the car, and everyone can try this, and say, okay, whoever you're speaking to. Let's say I have a beloved friend on the other side, Randy, and I just adore him. And I say, and we have a song, and when that song plays, I know it's him saying hi. But I say, okay, Randy, I just need to know, I just need to feel you close by. So can you play our song, which I would say, can you play the song, you know, whatever, to let me know you're close by within the next three songs. Almost without fail, that song, whatever it may be, whatever song you ask for or a song that is something special to you will usually come on that radio within the next three songs. And you'll say, wow, they are listening. They are here. They are not wherever they were put after their passing. Their energy is free. It's out in the universe. It's in another realm. But it's connected to you and able to be with you. And they, you know, I have a very close friend, and her daughter passed, and she may be on the phone, and left a newborn baby. And she goes and lays in the crib with that baby every night and holds that baby while he sleeps. And that baby sleeps so well every night and always has. So, yes, they're with you. I hope that helps you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank you.
And know, Vicki, that there's a lot of love for you on the other side, a lot of love. You're very much loved.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I just didn't know what to say. I don't know who's there or who's trying to, if anybody's trying to talk to me, I don't know.
Is your mother on the other side?
Yes.
Your mother's desperately trying to get through to you because she says you feel lost without or not knowing where, why, how. Anyway, not knowing, your mother is comfortable. She's content. She's at peace. But she gets concerned because you get concerned. Don't be concerned about her anymore.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Aww. Take care. Be blessed.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Vicki, if you want to talk to Melody and see if you can get some other information from Mom, you can call her up at 256-813-5247. Okay, well, that was so wonderful. I love what
you said.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. And, you know, one thing about the song that I played for the last several years on my radio show, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, this was the song that Laverne and I decided that when I heard this song that she'd be around. And I cannot tell you how many times, after the first couple of years, I heard it all the time. I don't hear it as much anymore. But sometimes I'll just start singing it, and so I know that she's there.
Yes, and when you played that song, I'm sorry I got sidetracked, I wanted to say to you that, number one, that song always makes me think that there is no mountain high enough to keep me away from the spiritual realm or from a higher power. And number two, that connection with your sister was very strong. And some of the reason that happens, Pam, is because they know while you're making that adjustment to their loss that you need their presence more than later on when you have you're better adjusted and more accepting, and you don't need as much of their presence. It takes a lot of energy for them to come in and be, you know, into our realm, which is a lower realm because it's so thick and heavy. And so it takes a lot of energy for them to do that. But that is one of the things that happens is as you heal emotionally, then they know you need their close presence. They're still always there in a thought away, but they don't have to be with you consistently because they know you're getting stronger and better.
Well, I agree with you every bit. That was wonderful. Thank you for sharing. I hope everyone is enjoying the show this evening. Okay, let's bring Julia in, our next caller from Florida. Hi, Julia.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Julia. Thank you for calling. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I guess I'm one of those people with sort of a two-part question. I'm wanting to relocate, but, you know, that means, you know, finding employment and a place to live. So I've kind of... went through a divorce, and so I'm starting out, you know, Julia 2.0, my life after divorce. So there's a little bit of, you know, anxiety around, you know, oh my gosh, can I do this? Is everything going to come together and stuff? So if you have any guidance around, you know, everything just kind of coming together so I can make
Julia,
this move.
Great questions. And once again, the only reason why I say this is because I cannot take credit. I don't know, but your guides know. So first
mm-hmm.
of all, this is going to help other people listening. Is it okay if I just talk plainly?
Sure.
Okay. So if you are carrying anger in regards to the situation, it's time to let go of it. One of the ways to let go of that anger is to take it out and look at it whenever you need to. Say, there it is again. And then say, hey, whoever you pray to, here it is. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm giving it to you. And if that means you've got forgiveness to do, remember, forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. But if you've got anger, look at it, let it go. As in the first call, journaling is one of the best ways to get a control of that, is to write about it. And sometimes when we don't want to journal, we think we're too busy, or we just think we can't think of anything to write, just get a notebook. It can be a spiral notebook. What are they, 89 cents sometimes? Sit down, say, okay, after dinner I'm going to write for 10 minutes or 5 minutes. and write whatever comes to mind. If nothing comes to mind, write what your day was like. And then date it. At the end of it, put something you're grateful for. It's not so you can go back and reread and punish yourself. It's so you can get those emotions and thoughts out. Because holding on to them, number one, it keeps us stuck and we can't move forward in our lives. And number two, it can draw things to us we don't want, like not feeling well. So, and more stress. So that's, journaling is one of the best therapies you can take care of. But again, look at that anger and then release it to a higher power as many times a day, night, whatever as it takes, until it's not coming up so often, because it is keeping you static. And sometimes when we've had a trauma that we've gone through, and a divorce is a trauma, we think if we change everything, everything will change. But the change must start from within. Changing our environment can sometimes help, but we want to start the change from within. So what is it within you that's going to fulfill you no matter where you're at, what you're doing? Is it higher spiritual connection? Is it one thing, Julia, take walks in nature. If possible, 15, 20 minutes a day, even if you just do it once or twice a week, the more you do it, the better you'll feel. But when you're in nature, especially when you're in Florida, so you still have a lot of green left, or by water, water's awesome. Water absorbs negative energy, and so does nature. Take walks in nature and let it help you to heal, and let it help you to let go of the anger and hurt that you might be carrying. And then as far as if you still, as you're working on feeling good about who you are, trusting who you are, then you're going to trust the choices that you make for yourself, and you're going to see the doors open. So it's potential for you to make, anybody can say, I'm going to move and then and struggle, or it can be easy or struggle to make that happen. And so, but it's going to be a struggle till we get with peace within ourselves. So we want to be at peace within ourselves right where we stand. We want to be good to ourselves right where we are. And then we will be able to start out and reach out and get that job and get that place to live. Going to be able to do that, but first, be good to you first. And you need more color in your life. If that means buy some fabric swatches or some flowers once in a while, or colored candles, please bring more color into your life, into your environment. And please remember that whatever took place, you are a valuable person. You are a valuable being, and you have a right to live a good life. And I hope that helps.
Yes. Wow. Wasn't the answer that I was anticipating.
I know. You want me to tell you,
yeah,
it's
going to
happen. It's in your,
yep,
it's in your power to make it happen, but it is. It is in your power. If you want to say for sure, I can say within 3 to 5. Now, that's kind of wishy. Is it 3 to 5 months or 3 to 5 years? I don't know. But it's the reason why I don't know is because it's dependent upon you finding that inner sanctum, that inner peace, or that inner comfortable place, and letting go of some of the anger and trauma that you've experienced through this process.
Yeah.
So
well,
the quicker
I didn't realize
that you can
I still
go,
had that much left that you're picking up on it, so it must be more
well,
than I, you know,
realize.
Well,
it's not for me to decide. It's for you to decide. The quicker that you can put that to rest and really embrace yourself and the awesomeness that you are, the quicker you will make that move happen and that new job happen. You do have a lot to offer, but it's blocked because in front of you is a wall. And that wall goes in front of you wherever you go. So taking down that wall by doing the journaling, you're going to take that wall down brick by brick, and it will come back down as fast as you are able to let go of the things that have happened up till now.
Wow.
Not easy.
All right.
Can be done.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Definitely. You're welcome.
Wonderful advice. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you too, Pam.
Take care.
All right,
thank you,
too.
George. You know, that was great advice, and it is for all of us. Well, my whole work is removing trapped emotions. Anybody that's gone through any divorce or anything big, it's got emotions in there, and it takes time. The longer you've been married, the longer it takes to heal. You know that.
That's
okay,
right.
Let's move right along.
Does.
It does take a long time. I mean, I can remember 10 years after my divorce, I'm still blaming my ex-husband for everything.
Right, and being okay to know that you're going to survive it and you're going to be okay and supporting
right.
yourself through it, you
yes.
know?
Right. Absolutely.
And reaching out to higher power when you need it, because you're not alone. None of us are ever alone. We feel like it, but we're not.
Well, sometimes we get in these situations, like she's going through too, and it turns us to the higher power, because we've got some answers.
It does.
We've got it, you know, she's searching. She wants to have some help here. Well, okay, well, help is on the way, gang. All right, let's call in, talk to our next caller. Is it Trish from New York?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No.
Hello.
Hi, I heard, do I have two calls? Or are there two people on the line?
I don't know, I'm Trish.
Hi, Trish. Thank you for calling. How can we help you this evening?
I have a bit of a business dispute, and I was hoping I could get your insight and some guidance on resolving it before the end of the year.
Okay. What is your question?
Do you see it getting resolved by the end of the year? Or is there something I can do?
Okay. I realize you're being vague to be productive, and that's okay. I do have information for you. I don't know that it's going to be what you want to hear, but I want to remind you everything comes from 100% love. And it's love for you and understanding. And sometimes we want an answer to be a certain thing, and it isn't always that answer, but it's the best answer that can be provided at the time for the situation. I think that it's going to be very tough to have it resolved by the end of the year. I think you have a lot of influences that are working against you. I think that what I hear is that keep putting one foot in front of the other. Don't let yourself be so burdened by this that you feel like you're just a puddle in the floor. You might have those moments, but then when feel it for a little bit, get up, get some water or whatever, cup of tea, and say, okay, remember who you are. I'm strong. I can make this. I can do this. I can see this through. I'm not going to let this beat me. Because I think you still have some battle in front of you. I would call on whoever you pray to, I would ask for help. I always tell people, angels, we all have angels. I believe in them. Everyone does not, and that's okay. But if you believe in angels, ask your angels of relationships and your angels of business and your angels of strength to come in and help you with this. Because I think that you have a right view or a right stance, but I think there's a lot of pressure and power working against you. So will it be solved by the end of the year? If so, there's a very small chance that it will be. There's more of a percentage that it will probably be more towards middle to end of January, 1st of February. But that doesn't mean stop. It means keep putting that foot in front of the other and call those angels in if you do believe in angels. And if you don't, whoever you pray to, ask for. I know you've asked for help, but say thank you for helping me, thank you for showing me, and thank you for getting me through this, because you do need that extra strength to get through it. And you have been strong, so don't give up. Your strength is recognized on the other side. Don't give up. And when you do get through this, when you do it, and you are going to get through it, you are, realize that you're going to step back and see the strength that you have that came from all parts of you as well as from outside of you, and you're going to feel good about it. So don't give up, okay?
Okay. Well, no, I actually thought that was very interesting. So thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wow. Huh. You know what? We all have stuff going on. These seem to be intense times. Let's bring our next call. We have 1, 2, 3 more online, 3 or 4 maybe. Anyway, 3 I know of. So let's keep going so everybody can get in this evening. Melody, our next caller is Chelsea, and she's from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Great. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me your name again. Is it Chelsea or Kelsey?
It's Chelsea.
Very cute. How can I help? How can we help you this evening?
I was just wondering what you see about my current relationship with my boyfriend.
Okay. I want to ask, and I think you're above the age. Are you at least 18?
Yeah, I'm actually 30.
Okay, good. And I always want to make sure, because I don't want to give someone under 18 advice without parental permission.
Oh, sure.
So may I have a first name, or would that make you too uncomfortable of him?
No, his first name is John.
He's a nice guy. He's a very nice guy. And he likes you a lot. But, you know, he's not quite ready to settle down. Maybe you are, but he's not quite there. So be patient. Doesn't mean it's going to happen for sure with him. He may or may not be the one. It's a little bit on a line. So enjoy the time you are with him right now, because that's, after all, we're promised is today. And know that he does have, he is a good person. He has a good heart. He tries to give you the best of himself. But he seems to have involvement in a lot of things, and a lot of things take a lot of his attention, and he's not quite willing to do any changes in his life that would take away from him being able to give a lot of things his attention. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, he has a lot of responsibility, mm-hmm. But
yes.
He's really good to me.
Yes, and he does have a good heart. So enjoy the relationship. Try not to have expectations of it being a concrete or a marriage or engagement or anything like that. Try not to put those expectations on the relationship at all. Just say, right now, he's treating me really well. He's a great person, and we're really enjoying each other's company. And take it that way, and then know that you're with a good person. And down the line, maybe 3 to 6 months, things may shift, and they may shift in the favor of a more permanent relationship. But right now, just enjoy being in that relationship, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Chelsea. I thought you sounded like a teenager too. Well, you know, some of us have these young voices.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I'm so envious of that.
I know, me too. Let's bring Nicole in. She is from Indiana. We're getting calls from everywhere. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're so excited to speak with you tonight. How can we help you?
Yes, I've been thinking about a few people that are on the other side here lately that I'm related to, and I have one friend on the other side that I've been thinking about. There's my uncle that's on the other side and his girlfriend that are on the other side, and I have a childhood friend that's on the other side. And tomorrow is my grandmom's anniversary of her death. It's been 21 years since she passed away. I was like 10. And, there's just the kind of people I've been thinking about in my head.
There's people that you hear in your head or that you care about in your head, or I'm sorry.
No, there's my uncle, my uncle's girlfriend, and my childhood friend, they're all on the other side, and I've been thinking about them.
Okay,
so,
Nicole, take a great couple of good breaths, okay?
Okay.
And there's nothing painful here. We're all in good company.
I know.
And know that You have a long, long line, as you said, of people on the other side.
Yes.
And one thing is, and I don't know who's whispering in my ear. I think it's a grandmother, but what I hear is, if I may share, they have concerns for you. You're concerned about them, and they're all good and at peace, and they have concerns for you. And
I know they're good. I just think about them now and then. You know, I mean, tomorrow is my grandmom's anniversary of her, you know, passing, and I guess that's why it's coming up in my head. So
right. And her concern for you, your grandmother's concern for you, is that you think a lot about your losses, about family and friends that you've lost. And I can understand with this great tribe of people you have there on the other side, I can understand why that you would, anyone would, but that your grandmother's concerned because she wants you to focus more on life right now where you stand and less on the death part of it, because as an earlier call, they don't feel dead, they feel alive. In fact, they think they tell me they feel more alive than we do, which I think is great. But she's concerned about that, and your grandmother wants you to know that you are her heart and her love, and she wants you to be at peace with who you are. It's maybe I'm wrong, but she says you're always trying to please everybody. And
well, yeah, she's right about that. I am doing a lot better in my life. I'm going to school. I'm currently separated from my husband, but we are working on things on our marriage. We're in two different states, but we're working things out in our marriage.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I see her applauding you for that, but she says you try to please people to the point that you get hurt often, and it really hurt for you because she does love you and adore you so much. Her preference would be that you would not be hurt so much by giving so much of yourself away. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I currently live with my mother, which is her daughter right now. So,
I see. But is the relationship sometimes rocky, which is sometimes the case between, because is your mother, well, I don't want to say that, but let's just say this. What your grandmother says is regardless of what's going on with you and your mother, know you are a good, valuable person, and while your mother loves you so very much, it's hard for her not to view you as her daughter first and grown-up second. So please be understanding about that with your mother, because you were her daughter first and grown-up second, and you're a grown-up first and daughter second. So that's where some of the energy is sort of like static between the two of you. So just be understanding about that, and know that you're loved very, very much. And they appreciate that you say to them, I hope you're okay. I hope you're happy. I hope you can see what I'm doing. They love all of that. They really appreciate that. And, yes, they can see what you're doing, and they're okay, and they're happy. I wish we had another 30 minutes to talk about some of the things I've learned from people on the other side about how their lives are over there. It's amazing to me.
Well,
so,
I was wondering this. I have another question. I was wondering if my uncle, my dad's brother, has any messages for me, because he passed when I was like 16.
No, but he is, if it's him I'm seeing, he is in a rocking chair and rocking a baby. Was he around you a lot when you were a baby, or hold you when you were a baby?
I was 2 years old when my mom dropped me off at my grandparents' house, and he was living with my grandparents, and I lived with my grandparents until I was like five.
Yeah, because he really, that's one of his best memories, is holding you and rocking you when you were a baby. And he still treasures that.
Okay. Yeah, because I was,
no, you
like,
are treasured
15.
And loved. Okay?
Yeah. Thank
you. And Nicole, remember, it's okay to be, it's great that you're a caring, nice person, but what your grandmother says, don't lose yourself in that caring. Don't give all of yourself away. To find ways to give to yourself as well. In fact, really, we need to find ways to give to us first, emotionally and spiritually, and then we have more to give to others. All right?
Right, and I mean, I learned that from her. She was a caring, giving person. I kind of picked that trait up from her. Me and her
she's
are very close.
Loving, very loving.
And as she said,
she loves you a lot. But it does make her a little emotional to see you hurt, to see you sad, to see you giving so much of yourself away. So try to be a little patient and understanding. I know you are, but try to be a little patient and understanding with your mother. And see how she views things. To her, you're still that child. And so it's hard for her not to try to maybe be directive with you and try to organize your life or direct your life or whatever.
Uh-huh. Right. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I'm here. I don't know what happened. I'm here.
Well, okay, Melody's said there was a storm going on where she's living, and she said if she gets knocked off, she will call back. So, Annie, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, I'll be looking for her.
Okay,
I'll be
looking
for her.
She said, because she told me right to begin with that they were having some bad storms in Alabama where she's living. Well, anyway, well thank you, Nicole, and we will
You're welcome.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I still see that she's connected online. I wish we could get her back in.
Okay, you want me to give her a call real fast?
Give her a call and see if you can get her on.
Okay, I'll give her
everybody.
A call. And maybe you can go ahead and give out her information again.
Absolutely. Well, we've been having a great visit tonight with Melody Johnson, and she has been sharing a lot of wonderful information about everything and for everyone. To get in touch with Melody, if you want to call her, you can call 256-813-5247. She has an email address, lightharmony35@gmail.com. But okay, well, we haven't got her back online yet, even though she still shows she's connected here. So, give me just another minute with Annie, and we'll see where we go. We may even end the show early this evening if we can't get her back in. I want to thank everyone that's called in this evening. It's been a good show. We've had some good information that's being shared.
Well, she didn't answer, so let's see if she calls right back in. Got a Memphis person at the bottom. That wouldn't be her, would it? Do you know her cell number?
Her cell number is 256-813-5247.
Oh, okay. That's
is that
her
the number,
number
you called?
Okay. I'm going to try again, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. We can try for a few more minutes. People still hang in there. We'll see if we can get her back on the line, gang.
Yeah, we have a few more people wanting to talk with her. Yeah.
But they may say, that's enough information. Well, I think that I love it when people can connect to spirit on the other side. I know I make my little daily connection to my loved ones in the morning when I'm doing my little prayers. And
are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Oh, that was her on the 901 number. Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay.
I just hung up. Okay. Hang on. Let me get the caller. She said that was me on the Memphis number. I was like, hold on, I'm going to get you enough. I think she misunderstood. All right. Let's see if she calls right back. Well, shooters. Okay. I'm going to try her again.
There's a number down here. Hello?
I'm on there now.
Hello?
Can you see me? Yeah, Pam is on here now.
I've got you now.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
I guess
I'm so sorry for the
That's okay. Well, I told everyone, well, we still have got people still hanging in there wanting to talk to you. We've got about 9 more minutes. Let me bring in the next caller, who is Laura from New Jersey. Hi, Laura.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. Thank you for waiting. I'm so sorry. We've got terrible storms here tonight.
Oh, no problem.
Our power went out. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm looking for a job, and I've been putting out resumes, and I wonder if you see anything coming anytime soon.
Laura, a lot of stuff coming through for you, like very, very quickly. And what I mean by that, let me clarify that, is I'm hearing information for you very, very fastly. So let me dig through it just a little bit. It's going to be a little bit before you get that job. They're suggesting that you get registered with a couple of temporary agencies. In the meantime, that can put you to work a little faster. There is a job out for you. You may go through one or two jobs and then go to your full-time job that you really, really like. to get it in a little faster, maybe register with a good couple of temporary agencies as you're waiting for better opportunities to come along. Another thing is your resume is very nice. But they're telling me, can you shorten it to where when someone looks at it, they can look at it and focus in on your skills and your education and not have to go through a lot of stuff? That's a suggestion that I hear for you.
Yeah, it's just that I have 25 years of experience, so then when I shorten it, then I get pushback that I need to put it all there, and they want all the dates and everything. So,
okay, the rule of thumb from the business world is you only have to go back 10 years. So
right.
you can list,
I'm a consultant.
So
I'm a consultant, so my contracts are short. So
right.
It takes up a lot more room because I have – it's not like I'm at one place for 5 years.
Exactly.
Right,
okay.
So it's more difficult to have it 2 pages when I've had so many short contracts.
What I'm hearing for you, and you can see if this works for you or not, the suggestion is to shorten it, and maybe when you have some of those contracts that have been short, and just list that you have worked for certain organizations through, say, 5 years' time, you've had successfully completed contracts through with ABC through 5 years. That would be maybe one or two lines. But if you can and focus more on the most recent 10 years and make the other things before that a little less prominent so that they can focus in on that, because what's happening is they get it and they're saying and they're putting
yeah.
it to the side. And they'll say,
okay.
I'll look at it later, and later never comes. So you want to capture their interest and their eye as soon as possible. And you've got like less than a minute usually. So in that minute, you want them to see something they want. Okay? The other thing that helps, and it's not going to hurt anything to try, is when you type those resumes or however you're having them done, or if someone's doing them, if you're doing them, imagine yourself in a pink, glittery bubble, sparkly bubble. Just think, you know, you're sitting in this pink, sparkly bubble. Just imagine it. and that the paper, the computer, everything that's associated with it is sitting in that same pink sparkly bubble. Then when you send them out or when you apply, whatever you're doing, imagine that pink sparkly bubble also is there's one surrounding each resume. So when they get it, they feel that energy, that positive energy from that paper or from that email. And so give it a shot, not going to hurt, and it will,
okay.
I'm going to say it will help. So give it a shot, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, you're welcome. Good luck. Take care.
Thank you.
And you deserve a good job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was great. And you know what? Of course she does deserve a good job. And but I think that was great advice for anybody that, you know, seeking for a job and putting out a resume there. Okay, we've got time for one more caller, and I'm going to bring Karen in from Chicago. And Melody, honey, thank you. You have just helped so many people tonight. I'm so excited. I hope I'll get in touch with you. Karen, good evening.
Yes.
From Chicago.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for waiting.
Oh, sure, no problem. I have a question. I have an aunt that went on vacation with my uncle. They went out of town, and she was talking to me, and then I'm wondering if I'm going to hear from her. I believe she came back to town, but I don't know if she's mad at me or she's just busy, but I haven't heard from her, and that's kind of not like her. We usually talk, like, pretty frequently, and I'm just wondering.
Okay, what, I have her first name?
It's Estella.
And how long has it been since you heard from her? Has it been more than 3 weeks?
Oh, no. Probably like Thanksgiving.
Okay. I think she's very, very tired.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she's angry about anything. She seems to be a pretty easygoing person.
Yes.
I don't think she's angry about anything. I think she's just really tired and worn out. And she puts a lot on herself. She tries to do a lot. She tries to do everything. And
yeah.
She's tired and she's worn out. And it's just like, I'll get to that tomorrow. It's not that she doesn't love you or care for you. She just needs some rechargeable time. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And she's not feeling 100% herself either. So rest and some water. She needs some good water because her energy feels really heavy to me. So if you do talk to her, tell her to drink a little more water. And I don't mean to be silly here. It seems like a simple thing, but it's a very important thing. And to get rest. And if she doesn't feel better in a few days, to just check with her general doctor. It's not that I think I'm seeing any flashing lights or anything. It's just her energy feels really, really heavy, like she's just really been overwhelmed. Okay.
All right. Okay. Do you think how many weeks, maybe another week before she'll call me or I'll hear from her?
I think it's going to be days, not a week.
Oh, okay.
I really think it'll be just a few days. I think it will be 5 or less days, maybe 3, but I if it's a week, I'll be surprised. But, yeah, I think it's going to be less than a week.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Thank you very
much. Take
care.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, great show. Look how fast it's going, too. It's the end of the show. We've still got a few people calling in, but they'll just have to call you up and get in touch with you at another date. Your phone number, if they want to reach you, Melody, is at 256-813-5247. And, you're still here. I'm sorry. Thought I lost you there.
I'm here.
Melody, do you have anything that you want to share with us in closing this evening? Anything you would like to send
words
of wisdom?
You've been wonderful, and Annie's been wonderful, and the show is awesome. Thank you. And I just appreciate everyone holding, and I'm sorry that the power took the phone out. But, yes, I thought of today, well, if I have time, I'll talk about how trees communicate to each other, because I find that fascinating that science is now able to see and prove how plants actually communicate through their roots and other ways, through their leaves to each other, that the oldest tree in the forest supports the youngest tree in the forest, and it's just amazing. But that's how our whole universe is, isn't it? That it takes all of us supporting each other, whether it's through our roots, through our emotions, through our thoughts, to give that support where you can, but also to allow yourself to be supported where and when you can. It's just very important. And I did talk about choices and challenges that we face in life, and we all do face challenges. There's not anyone that has a perfect life. Some of the people that we expect would be the happiest people because they have the most money, we see that they're not. So we all have challenges of whatever kind to face. So look at that challenge and don't look at it and say, oh, this is just too much there. You might say that for a moment and then stop and say, okay, what can I do to get from point A to point B so I can go on? And what did I want to learn from this? Because we have a chance to learn and to grow from everything that comes into our life. Everything is not positive. I wish it were, but it's not. If we had only positive, we wouldn't appreciate the really good things in life. So remember that and be good to you. And be that support person to others when you can, but allow yourself to be supported when you can. And that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That was a great message for the ending of the show. And I want to thank everyone that did call in this evening. And be sure and call back next Monday. I have Mahala, the world astrologer, that I have on as regular as I can. And, of course, Melody, we want you back again. Thank you so much. And you have a great evening and a great week. And, Annie, thank you for helping us this evening.
You're welcome. What a great show.
Thank you, ladies. You're wonderful. Take care.
Okay. Have a great week, everyone.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's it.